Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Recall the three items not in the grain offering. No blood, no leaven, no honey. Now let's take a look at the added ingredients. Quote, "And he shall pour oil on it, and put frankincense on it." Leviticus 2:1. Quote, "And every offering of your grain offering you shall season with salt." Verse 13. So there it is, olive oil, frankincense, and salt. We've spoken before about the oil being a picture of the Holy Spirit's ministry, and he was certainly a crucial part of Christ's life on earth. From the moment of his conception by the Spirit, Luke 1:35, throughout his life, he could say, quote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," chapter 4, verse 18. Notice the three words used for applying the oil. Pour, verse 1, speaks of the fullness of the Spirit, for the Spirit did not come, quote, "by measure" to him, John 3, verse 34. Anointed, verse 4, suggesting the fitting of the Spirit for his ministry, Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 3. And mixed or mingled, verse 4, pointing to the fellowship of the Spirit, because he was always in perfect harmony with him. The second item was frankincense. Remember that all of the first offering was burnt up. Now here is the word "all" regarding the second offering. A priest was to, quote, "take from it his handful of fine flour and oil, with all the frankincense," Leviticus 2, verse 2. The frankincense, picturing prayer and worship in the Bible, may speak of the fact that Christ's life was lived all for God's pleasure in sweet communion with him. As to the salt, it is called, quote, "the salt of the covenant of your God," verse 13, the pervasive and preserving influence of the covenant promises of God. He is the man of the open book, Luke 4, verse 17, Revelation 5, 5, and 20, verse 12. So we have added the Spirit of God, sweet communion with God, and the Word of God, the three active ingredients in Christ's life, as they should be in ours.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.